Hey, today is Friday, August 30th, 2019, and this is the New Moon Session. For those of you who don't know me, but I think everybody does, my name is Debbie Moran. And we've got some pretty powerful intentions already. So, before we get really diving deep, although we already are, does anybody want to add their intentions on the recording? And if you will, actually, let's take a minute just to breathe together, okay? Everybody, just take some nice deep breaths in through your belly, through your nose, and then exhale out of your mouth, just gently. Gentler than you hear me doing because I'm talking and doing it, so it's gentler. That feels better. Okay. Who has something they want to say, contribute, add, intention-wise?
Hi, Debbie. I can add. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, so as I'm sitting here, feeling into my intention for this time and hearing everybody else's intention too, and I've been feeling that erratic energy, and my intention is to come into love abiding, the calm, peaceful, successful, abundant, like, I got this energy, and through endurance and resiliency and manifesting. And as I was thinking and writing down what it is, I get the image of like Joan of Arc, like rising up and just saying, like, of course I got this, like I was born to do this. And so my intention is to come into that space of trust 100%. Thank you.
Everybody, breathe that in. Thank you, Lisa. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to read a couple that were sent in for people who couldn't be here. Ange couldn't be here. And she says, my intention for this new moon is to trust, Lisa, that everything I am asking for is already there, and I am looking forward to seeing each part as it becomes revealed. I can't wait to watch this. And I think what she means is as it's being revealed. So it's like she's in this observing state already. Then she says, I need to fill my cup with patience. And I suggested, why don't you fill your cup with love instead of patience, because patience requires energy. And love simply is and costs nothing. So she said, I'm there. That feels better. And breathe. And everybody breathe into that. and Carmen. I don't know if Carmen's with us tonight or not. If you are, Carmen, if you want to state your intentions, you can. Otherwise, I will read them. Okay, she says, my intention for this new moon are to easily find myself, improving my body's health, enjoying completing projects with a minimum of stress and a maximum of efficiency and healthy self-confidence, saying the right words to my coworkers that lead to mutual respect, support, cooperation, and productivity, creating neatness and orderliness in my home, planning clearly to empower me to successfully reach goals, improving my discernment, especially what is and isn't important to me, effectively responding to external crisis without useless tension, focusing on and appreciating opportunities, consistently focusing on the here and now moment, particularly as a way to make my dreams come true. Everybody breathe into that.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Carmen. Ah, you're welcome.
Yes. I couldn't unmute myself, but I was going to say, you can read them if you want.
Oh, well, good, because I did. So, what is that? Whoever has the plane going over, can you mute yourself? Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to mute everybody. I'm going to ask you to please unmute yourself if you want to state an intention, okay? And you unmute yourself by hitting *6, okay? Okay. So everybody, again, we're going to do a lot of breathing tonight because I feel like a lot of times we hold our breath and we don't let things move through us, which causes us to be sticky and things to stick on us or bind us up. Or the things that are already in us, the programming of the world, the programming of our minds, the programming of the programming that is not us, all bound up in the shoulds and supposed to be's and idea of what's wrong with me and I'm not enoughness. We want to breathe into that and just allow yourself to relax and watch it float from you like a puff of smoke or like a feather. Like I just got the image of our wings just kind of molting and letting go of the feathers that no longer serve a purpose. That have served their purpose. Not that they were bad or wrong. They have served their purpose. And so as a result, as we breathe into the possibilities of who we truly are and exhale all that anxiety that's stuck in our nervous system and in our minds and in our thought processes, all of those thought bubbles of I'm doing it wrong, or things aren't happening fast enough. Anybody sound familiar with that one? Things aren't happening fast enough? But here's the thing. I think many of us have that foresight and that awareness in, and that knowingness in our souls and in our being to the degree that we have a different sort of relationship with time. And so we see things as they really are rather than as they appear to be, and the appearance of what they appear to be is what we keep getting stuck in. I just saw us like walking into cobwebs, and the cobwebs are really big, and so we're stuck there and feeling like, oh my God, I can't get out, and something's going to come swallow me whole. Breathe into that. I feel a tension inside of myself, but I feel like it's representing everyone here, everyone on the call, and it just feels like this. like this tension that just is afraid. There's a big, intense magnification of fear showing up, and it's creating this sense of tension, almost like this paralysis of I can't move. And it's funny, my mind is funny because my guides just kind of, I just kind of got this image of the first time I went skydiving. And it's a perfect metaphor for this because it's like, oh, I really knew I needed to take the leap. And I really, really wanted to take the leap. And for me, it was my literal leap of faith that I trust, that I know that I'm going to land on the ground whole and holy and not dead. But when I was standing in that doorway and I was getting ready to jump, I thought, no freaking way, I'm not going out that door. I must have been insane when I said I wanted to do this. But you know what? After I jumped and when the parachute opened, it took the parachute opening for me to kind of feel like, okay, it's going to be okay now. But when that parachute opened, I thought, oh my God, this is the closest thing to God, to my creator. This is the closest I had ever felt. And it was like, wow. Feel that, everybody, because that's what I feel is unwinding within our physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Our spirit isn't all tangled up in that because our spirit's kind of watching it going, okay, I'm waiting just for you to kind of catch up. And instead of trying to get out of the body, I'm waiting for you to invite me in. I'm waiting for you to let me in. I'm waiting for you to let me breathe through you. Very lovely. I'm watching, and it's like as I'm watching, I'm seeing thought bubbles just kind of come out like the bubbles we make when we're kids. It seems like especially I'm seeing different size bubbles. You have these big bubbles. And they're big, giant bubbles, and I see them coming up and out, and they just kind of beautifully float away and pop. Nobody was hurt in the process. The thought bubble doesn't care. It's like, ah, oh, I did my job. Yay! Pop, I can go back to where I came from. I'm getting this amazing image right now of as these thought bubbles are just kind of going away and popping. First of all, I'm feeling the brain. I'm feeling the nervous system. I'm feeling pain in the head as these thought processes are going out because there's a certain identification with that's real and true and that's not real and true. That is our programming. So I'm seeing like images of things being pulled out of our heads. All of those contraptions that we thought we were, all of those structures that we thought was us, all of those ideas that we thought were ours, aren't real. They're simply suggestions we gave to ourselves before we came into this reality as a way to pretend we're something other than we are. Feel the prefrontal lobe of the brain. It's like, oh, it's almost like we need to kind of pull it off. Shake it free. It's looking like the inside of a vacuum cleaner right now with a lot of, or a lint trap in a dryer. There's a lot of lint there. It's like, let's shake off the lint because it's not healthy thinking. It's not clear thinking, not even true thinking. It's redundant thinking. It's historical thinking. It's the stuff we thought we were made of. Now I'm getting movie images. The right stuff. It's the stuff we thought we were made of, and we're not made of that stuff. But that stuff forms an image that allows us to play here, allows us to be here. And we're being called to wake up. We're being called to step aside of the things that we thought we were that we're not, and to allow the creative being that we are to show up, to transform the world around us like this magical artistry, this magical art. I see, what's her name? The artist. Well, her name just went out of my head, so it's not important. But I see this energy of this palette of this artistry and this creativity that we've been blinded to not see. It's kind of like there's a green screen or a black screen kind of covering the blank slate, the blank palette that we get to create. And then I see like these cogs. I see our history, like the cogs of history, the wheels turning, and these manufacturing plants, which in physical reality serve a purpose. Reproduction, reproduction, reproduction. The problem is we thought we were that. Our bodies started identifying with that. So our minds took that on as reproduction. Let's reproduce. Let's clone. Let's tap into the genome in a way where we turn off all the ultimate possibilities that we came in with, that we came aligned with, and let's just tap into this one vibration, this one frequency that has a very narrow spectrum. And let's just tune into that, and let's make sure we stay within the lines of that spectrum, within the vibrational range of that spectrum, so we don't stand out too much, so we don't get swatted like a fly. Wow. Breathe into that and watch it fall away from your mind. Watch it disentangle. We're not taking anything away from you that's yours. It's just cleansing the lenses of the mind to let it go, to open up the horizons of our field of awareness. So we are more available to greater possibilities, not from the perspective of, so here's where it's like kind of plugged into, I'm being drawn to the diaphragm right now, and there's spot right there that just went, it was like a hooking spot. And this spot is showing me where the truth has been perverted and distorted in such a way that it has minimized our availabilities. It's like limited our range of motion and our possibilities in terms of what's possible, and don't stand out too much. So we need to go into that spot, breathe into that spot, and focus on that awareness of, wow, there's a lot more that's possible than I ever imagined. And guess what? I can choose. And I don't have to choose to be like everybody else to actually be a success in this world. I get to be me. And I don't have a clue what that is right now. Instead of being scared, I am thrilled. I am enthusiastic. I am thinking, wow, I am in Wahe Guru mode because, wow, something has lit up inside of me. And I recognize there are other possibilities, and I don't have to follow the plan laid out for me by anyone else, or even myself. It's showing me a meme right now of, you know, people say make plans and causes God to laugh. Now the memes aren't working tonight. That's okay. That's good, actually. That's beautiful. The memes aren't working tonight because that's showing me they're dissipating. So they're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant. They're actually now in a where it's like, the words that were keeping us trapped are just kind of falling off the pages of time. They don't have anything to land on anymore. And so it's like the slate is being wiped clean. Oh, that's beautiful. The slate is being wiped clean. Be with that for a moment. Just breathe with me. Tap your head and your heart and your belly as you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And imagine. Imagine all of the stuckness that was inside of you just falling away. Just falling away. Because you now know they're not really you. They never were. They are fragmented ideas and concepts and belief systems and thought processes in time that you accepted as real, that I accepted as real, that we as humanity accepted as real. And now we're finally ready to confess, admit they're not real after all. And instead of struggling, instead of choking on the truth, we're letting it go and opening doors to an endless, endless realm of possibilities. I don't even know if the words came through earlier, but what I saw earlier was this. All of these doors, these doorways that I didn't even see before, all of a sudden, they're like all around me. They're all around all of us. and all these doorways are there, and suddenly all the doors are open. Not like, oh, I have to know the right doorway. If I go through the wrong doorway, God, what's going to happen? Yeah, they're all open. You can even look in. You can peek in and see what is in there. This looks like something I want to explore. Oh, my beautiful new friend Janice Stanfield, who's a musician and singer, introduced me to a song of hers this weekend, and it said, I'm not lost, I'm exploring. So now I want you to feel all those doorways. Imagine them, first of all outside of you, opening up, and you get to go peek in and see what's inside of them. And then, ultimately, as you look into each one of them, you're going to see these doorways are inside of you. They aren't out there at all. They're all in here. All inside. And they've been all, well, there's been too much confusion. They've been blocked. The doorways have been blocked and locked by different ideas and thought processes. And some of them hidden like a hall of mirrors. It's like, oh, there's no doorway. I don't see a door. I don't have an option. I guess I have to do this. I will steel myself up. I will armor myself. Shields up. How many times has everybody heard shields up? We've even said it. We go into a Walmart. Shields up. So it's no longer shields up. It's barriers down. Doorways open. Inner pathways clear. Breathe that in and tap that in. It's time for us to let go of our ideas of time and the way that we've formed them. Time has formed itself the way we thought it should. And once we get that, it's no barriers. It's all new horizons. It's suddenly, hey, I'm not worried about a war out there or a storm. I'm not worried about starving because I know that this is an abundant universe. This is an abundant planet. I am abundance myself. And as much as I love Abraham Hicks, no more getting ready to be ready to be ready to be ready to be ready. I am ready, I am willing, and I am now able. And I am affirming that for myself and all of you. It is now time to step beyond the words that kept us stuck and into the realm of possibilities of unlimited thought, ideas, dreams, visions, an unlimited playground. It's time to step into our own master seat. It's time to be our own master. It's time to step into self-mastery. And when we do that, there'll be no government in the world that can bind us or manipulate us and control us, because the governing office and governing systems and corporations within us will be aligned with what we know to be true. No more this or that, them or us. Abundance or poverty. None of that. All possibilities. Duality, polarity. A thing of the past. Oh, I like that. Duality, polarity, a thing of the past. We will suddenly feel different in our bodies, in our environment, in our relating to ourselves, which can ultimately create only that with all others. I have my finger on the pulse, apparently, at Ren 17. Right there at the center of the heart field. Because everybody, touch this spot on yourself. It's right between your breasts at your sternum. Just hold that spot and push that button. Turn on those possibilities. Unplug those limits. Unplug those rules and restrictions that tell you you have to abide by this or else. Turn you on and that off, because that's all lies. And it will continue to appear as real until we say, ah, it's not real, it's an illusion. Like that movie Divergent, where she's in the glass and she says, this isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real, and the glass shatters because it wasn't real. It was all in her mind. I'm going to quote Florence. I can't even say her name. I'm going to quote. Yeah, maybe I'm not going to quote her. That's very funny. Florence Scovel Shin, who says the laws of man, all other laws, there are no laws except the law of grace, and the law of grace frees you from all other laws. And the law of grace is the truth. It is that grace that is the truth of who we are. You, me, even the governments that most of us despise or are driving us crazy. What if we could let go of that? What if we could push that button, Ren 17, and say, I'm going to let that fall away. And as it falls away, it no longer has its grip. It no longer has a hold on me. And as it falls away from me, and as it falls away from you, and it falls away from this person and that person, is the more of us that it falls away from, there will be a tipping point, and we are very close to that tipping point. There will be a tipping point where it falls away from everyone because enough of us have said enough. I'm done with that. You can go now. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. I no longer need that excuse. I no longer need that restriction. I no longer need that limitation. I no longer need the barriers to keep me from stepping into who I really am, to allowing myself to show up in all the glory that I am. And that doesn't mean I have to be Oprah and be on TV. That means I'm going to show up for all the glory that I am in every single moment that I'm in, because every single moment that I'm in matters. Because we are all one, we are all connected. And what I do every single moment matters, not just to me, but to the entire creation. I'm saying creation because I see it as bigger than the universe. It's too big to define. How beautiful. I just saw a cardinal pop in. I love birds. I just saw a cardinal pop in, and you see these birds, and you're like, "Hello, cardinal. Thank you for showing up." I say that often, and sometimes I hear the cardinal say, "Who gave me that name? Who decided who I am?" Some arbitrary thought bubble that popped up and said, "Oh, that's a cardinal." So the cardinal accepts it gracefully and graciously now, but it still wants to point out, "Who gave me that name?" Oh, wow. I'm tapping all that in because now I'm seeing like the oceans. I'm feeling the oceans, and the first thing I feel when I feel the oceans is sick. Now, I know that's not really the ocean, but enough of us see the ocean as sick, so the ocean feels sick. And in that sickness, the ocean says, "Please stop projecting that on me. Please stop dumping your poisons in me, on me." And we see that as oil. We see that as horrors, sewage, all of that. Believe me, I have seen that. That has been a struggle for me. But the ocean is saying, "Please let those thoughts go. Please breathe into the ocean in you, in me. Please breathe in the truth of all of the elements of creation. So that we aren't perverted by your thinking. That's given me a new awareness about nature. And it's kind of like all of the elements of nature are showing me that before we became so smart, before we became human and we became so smart, nature simply was. And it's not that things didn't die. Things ate other things. Elements, fire, destroyed to create. But it was different. As soon as the thinking beings, which is what we're being called right now, as soon as the thinking beings came in, suddenly they didn't know how to be with all of the elements of life. So they thought they needed to control them. Wow, this is very big. So, thought took over. I see thought. And when I say thought, I'm not talking about true thought. I'm talking about the thinking brain. And then they're showing me the metaphor of the Adam and Eve dynamic. And it's not so much the Garden of Eden was nature, was all of the elements living in harmony before we thought we were different. Just because we appeared different. And we could make sounds and learn to understand each other. We thought nothing else was communicating. We stopped listening. We stopped recognizing the elements that we were that appeared outside of our bodies. So we started perverting them and diverting them and trying to mold them into something we could use. Because we were being creative. But guess what? We're a very young species. And we were being creative, but we were like a little child who doesn't know that just because they can do something, just because they can squash a bug doesn't mean they should. They don't realize they're killing an aspect of their soul, an aspect of their body and their life and their being. They don't realize they're killing a part of themselves. They just think, oh, look. That's what we came in as, babies, infants, children. We have become more intelligent. I think, therefore I am. Excuse the expression, bullshit. I think, therefore I am. You think, therefore you am. I am, therefore I can think. And yet, who's thinking what? Who's thinking what thought? Am I really listening, or is something bubbling up from a confused state of mind? From an excited, maybe genuinely excited, enthusiastic, creative thought process in the beginning that then turned into fear because it began to realize, I have no idea what I got myself into and I don't have any idea what to do with it, so I better start stepping up and making sure everything around me knows it better stay where it is and it better abide by my rules. All well-intentioned. All well-intentioned. You've probably heard me say this before. I am beginning to understand that phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, because I don't think there's a human being on earth that doesn't think that they're having good intentions, or that they're right. Even those that seem bad think they're right. It's just a confused state of mind. And it's us who need the clarity. Those of us who are ready to dive deep into the well that is the well of life and being, that light of being. Those of us who are ready to really dive deep and surface fresh, new, recognizing we don't have a clue. We really don't have a clue. So what if we can just know that we're all that? It reminds me of that saying, she's all that. We're all that. But maybe we can be all that differently. More lighthearted, more curious, more available to other possibilities rather than what we think we are right now, what we think is possible right now, rather than the barriers and rules and confinements. What if we recognize the prison door that we've locked ourselves behind is wide open? It was never locked. Just like the elephants that we try to train by chaining them to a tree, and when we set them free from the tree, they still think they're chained to the tree. How sad is that? How sad is that for the elephants? How sad is that for us? Let's free ourselves. Let's free those limitations and restrictions that are constantly circulating and regurgitating through our thought processes and through our digestive system. I want to go to the heart right now. And I'm hearing, let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's get to the heart of the matter. The matter being you, the matter being you, the matter being you, the matter being me, the matter being we, the matter being the heart. Breathe into your heart right now. Tap your heart. Smile at your heart. Let's do Ho'oponopono right now to our hearts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I misunderstood. Please forgive me. I really thought I knew. I'm sorry I misunderstood. Please forgive me. Thank you. I am so grateful, and I appreciate this life I've been given, and I appreciate this new opportunity to see the light. I appreciate this new opportunity to show up differently, to show up lighter, to show up true. Show up wholly, fully as who I came to be, allowing all the hellish experiences to just drop by the wayside, knowing that they're just going to fall right into the recycle bin of creation and be transmuted and transformed into pure light, pure energy, because that's really all there is anyway, and that's really what I am anyway. I am simply that. As are you, and you, and you, and you. So I'm sorry I misunderstood. Please forgive me. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate this chance, this awareness, this opening, this availability to what I thought was not available. I'm sorry I thought it was not available. Please forgive me. I am ready to be available. Thank you. I love you. Because that's all I am. Light and love and glory and radiance emitting into all of these different vibrations and frequencies that look like you and me and the trees and the birds and the flowers and the sun and the moon. Ah, hello moon, new moon, thank you. Thank you, dark moon. Thank you for taking away the shadow of the light, for being the shadow of the light so that I can recognize the light is there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am ready. I am willing and I am now able. I am open to receive that which I am. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you, everyone.